your name to someone, tell every time somebody hears your name, that tells somebody that's hearing your name, your character comes to mind, what you stand for. There is a lot in a name, and I think if we look at what God says His name is, it reveals what God wants us to know about His character. The word Elohim means the putter forth of power. That's one of God's names. And He says this is God's official title. This is not one of His names. God's title is Elohim. God is the only one that can speak things into existence. Let there be. Let there be. God is the putter forth of power. He is the Elohim. That word there is used 2,300 times in the Bible. All right? So this is God's title. This is not one of His names. The word El Elyon is used in Genesis 14:18. It means the Most High God. He sees all. The word El Olam is another one of God's titles. He's the everlasting God. And that word is used in Genesis 22:33. The word El Shaddai means Almighty God. That word, you'll see it in Genesis 17:1. I'm not going to go through each one of these, but the Elohim or the Elohistic combinations, El Elyon, El Shaddai, those are God's titles, and those reveal an Almighty God. Okay, now let's move to the next thing here. The word Adonai is a title. It means master or owner. The name Yahweh, which we translate in the King James Bible as I Am. When God told Moses, when Moses said, "Who am I going to say sent me?" He said, "You tell them I Am hath sent you." What's that mean? It's a beautiful word. You say, it means the eternal present tense one. The one who is always there. He says, "I am here now." We deal in past tense, present, and future. God does not deal in time. He's there yesterday, and He's there tomorrow exactly like He's here today. We're the ones that are limited by time. I know that's a deep thought. But when God says, "I am the I am," He is saying, "I'm always there. And there's never a time when I'm not. I'm the eternal present one." Okay, and you'll see that obviously in Exodus chapter 3. Where Moses gets his commission. Now look at now that we know that the Elohistic titles, and watch this. The reason I put this on paper is because we don't talk this way. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody here says, "Oh, thou great El Shaddai," instead of Almighty God. You understand? And I'm not interested in using Hebrew. But I am interested in how God reveals Himself in the Bible. Now that we've looked at God's titles, now let's look at His names. His names in the Bible are what we call the Jehovistic combinations. You say, why? Because the name Jehovah, this is God's personal name. This is not His title. You have a title of supervisor. A title tells you your job description. Well, our God's job description or His title is Almighty. His name is Jehovah. And in Exodus chapter 6, look right there. I'm just going to read the first three verses. Watch this. Exodus, you turn there in your Bible. Exodus chapter 6, look at verse 1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, "Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land." And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, "I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob," watch this closely, "by the name of God Almighty." Does anybody remember what that name is? What's the what's Almighty God? El Shaddai, right? So God said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when they prayed to me, they called me El Shaddai, or Almighty God. But look at the verse. It says here, "But my name Jehovah But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. So God, here in Exodus chapter 6, says, your fathers knew me as El Shaddai. I'm revealing myself to you as Jehovah. This is my personal name. The name Jehovah means the self-existent and eternal Redeemer. All right? Which is different than an all-powerful God. Now you can add the title to the name. That's what the word Jehovah means. God says, my name is Jehovah. All right, with that in play on your sheet there, I put down God tells us to praise His name. Now I put the verses down, but Psalm 69:30 says, "I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving." Psalm 113, verse 1, it says this: "Praise ye the Lord, praise O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord." Psalm 148 verse 5 says, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created." If all you knew about God was His name is Jehovah, the eternal, let me just make sure I read, the self-existent and eternal Redeemer, you could praise Him for being, I praise you for being my Redeemer. You're the eternal one. You're the only one that can redeem me. You're praising His name. Now, there's more God reveals about Himself in the Bible that you can praise. But the first thing you could praise is that He is your eternal Redeemer. He is the one that bought you. He redeemed you. He saved you. And that's what the word Jehovah means. He is the self-existent eternal Redeemer. Now, to praise His name, what does that mean? I won't read the rest of the verses, but those verses there that you have reveal, it says to praise the name of the Lord. Now, real quick, God says His name is holy, because now you can open up that little sheet of paper there. God says His name is holy. Isaiah 57, verse 15 says, "Thus saith the high and lofty one, one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." God's going to give many names, but nothing is like the Jehovah name. Like, for instance, when you're reading in, I believe it's Exodus, God says, whose name is Jealous. One of God's name is Jealous. One of God's names is Holy. But what I want to look at tonight, so you have those things that show you those. What I want to look at tonight is the Jehovah combinations, where God says, this is my personal name, and this is how I use it through my word. Ready? I don't think this will take a long time, but watch this. The first one is Jehovah Jireh. Okay, Jehovah Jireh means the Lord that sees ahead and provides. And we're just going to take our Bibles and go to the first reference there. Go the first time that is used, go to Genesis chapter 22 and look at verse 7. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis 22 verse 7 says this: "And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. Here am I. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son," here it is, "God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together. That is God telling through Abraham, his son Isaac, saying, "Dad, where's the sacrifice?" God will provide Himself. Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees ahead and provides. Abraham didn't know how this was going to turn out when he's taking his son up to the mountain. I think it was a long walk. I don't think he slept the night before when God said, "Take your only son Isaac and offer him to me." But his answer was, "Dad, where are we going to get the lamb?" Jehovah Jireh. God will provide a lamb. And here in the verse, it's beautiful, God provided Himself a lamb. God, he was saying prophetically, 2,000 years from this point on, God will come down and provide Himself the lamb who will be slain. Just like the lamb that was caught in the thicket, that took Isaac's place. All right. Now, with that in mind, the word Jehovah Jireh means the Lord that sees ahead and provides. You have some other verses there where the same thing is used. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need. How does God do that? Every time something happens in my life, when I get an answer to prayer or I watch God provide, I can't help it. This is the Jehovah name I normally think of the most. Look what God provided before I ever knew that I needed it. The God who sees ahead and provides. God said, I'm the only one that can do that. That is one of my names. I'm Jehovah Jireh. Aren't you glad? None of us know what tomorrow holds, but He's already there. Amen? And I don't know what I need tomorrow, but He's helping me and He's watching over us. There's comfort in that. Now, let's look at the next name, number 3. Jehovah Rapha. That name means the Lord that healeth or mends and cures. I want you to just look at Exodus 15:26. Just look at Exodus 15:26. Let's just look at the first time that this word is used, how God shows Himself. Jehovah Rapha is the Lord that healeth. Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in His sight, and wilt give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, watch this, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah Rapha, or I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the God that heals you. Healing comes. You say, yeah, but it was the medicine, or it was the doctor, or it was the technology. God says, healing comes from me, Jehovah Rapha. And God, I think it's amazing God can use another sinner, a doctor, to help another sinner. Don't ever lose track of that. The healer is the Lord. The healer is the Lord. Watch number. Now, you've got some verses there that literally show the same thing where God says, I will heal thee. God says, who healeth all thy diseases? Psalm 103. I'll let you look at those later. Let's look at the next Jehovah name. Ready? Jehovah Nissi. This is the Lord our banner. Look at Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17. You say, there's only one verse here. This is the only time this is used in the Bible. Okay, Exodus chapter 17. Watch this. Look at verse 11. I'm going to read down to verse 16 because God mentions Jehovah Nissi in verse 15. But watch this. Let's just read it real quickly. Exodus chapter 17. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, and one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Ready? And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. There it's not even translated. God said, that's so good, everybody ought to know. That's the Lord our banner. Look at the next verse. It says, for he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from this generation, from generation to generation. What's Jehovah Nissi mean? It means the Lord is my banner. The Lord is the one that tells everybody what I stand for, as long as I don't back down from standing on God's word. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my flag. The Lord is the one. The Lord is the one that makes me different from everybody else. When I praise His name, and I praise the name of the Lord, I can praise Jehovah Nissi. Lord, You're the only good thing about me that there is. You're my banner. You're the thing that people see. And Lord, thank You. That's praising His name. I'm praising His name when I thank Him for this. Let's look at the next one. Ready? Jehovah Kadesh. Look at Leviticus 20, verse 8. That means the Lord that doth sanctify. The Lord that doth sanctify. And all three of these verses deal with sanctification. In Leviticus chapter 20, look at verse 8. This is how God uses it. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 8. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. What does the word sanctify mean? It means to set apart. Do you realize God says, I'm the one that sets you apart from everybody else. I am the one that grows you. That's what the word sanctified means. The word sanctified means set apart for a cause. And God says, I'm the one that sets you apart. I am, once again, Jehovah Kadesh. I am the one that sanctifies. I'm the one that makes, that helps you grow. And when I praise His name, I'm praising the Lord for His sanctification in my life. Ready? Look at number six. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Judges chapter 6, verse 24. Judges, go to Judges. Jehovah Shalom. I don't think you have to know Hebrew to pray, all right? God knows English. He invented it. He thinks it's a wonderful language, okay? God doesn't hear me anymore when I pray with Hebrew names that represent Him, or when I say, Jehovah Shalom, Lord, You are my peace. I don't have to say Jehovah Shalom, but I'm realizing, Lord, this is how You've revealed Yourself to me. In Your Word, this is one way. Lord, You are my peace. Look at Judges chapter 6, verse 24. Watch this. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. And it means, what is Shalom in Hebrew? Most people know that the word Shalom, that's how they greet each other. It means peace. It means peace be to you. The Lord is our peace. When you praise the name of the Lord, what are you praising? You're praising, Lord, thank You that in the turmoil and in the battle, You're my peace. You're the one that gives me rest. Tonight, when you lay your head down on your pillow, you can praise His name, Jehovah Shalom. Lord, You're the one that gives me rest. Lord, You're the one that quiets my mind. Lord, You're the one, He is my peace. It says in Ephesians, He hath broken down the wall before us. And what does it say of Jesus? He is our peace. So the same Lord in the Old Testament, the same Lord in the New Testament. Okay, both of them, praise the Lord, give peace. There we go. That's Jehovah Shalom. Watch this. Now look at number seven. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Go to Jeremiah 23. This term here, this word is used, this name is used for the Lord two times. Both of them are in Jeremiah. We'll just look at one. Jeremiah 23. Look at Jeremiah 23 and verse 6. The Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6 says this, In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is His name whereby He shall be called. I love this. The Lord, our righteousness. He says the same thing. It says, this is the name wherewith she shall be called, Jerusalem, the Lord, our righteousness. It says that in Jeremiah 33. When you praise His name, how about this? How come you're saved tonight? If you've trusted Jesus, He is your righteousness. He is the reason you're going to heaven because of what He did. Amen? Not what you did. Jehovah Tsidkenu, my righteousness. The Lord, my righteousness. Okay, watch this. Go to Jehovah Shammah, number 8. That means the Lord is there. Look at Ezekiel. Just three more here. Ezekiel chapter 48. Look at verse 35. 48:35. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. Now you think that's a strange name, but it's a lot like the I am. But God says I'm there. It's my presence. It's my presence, and God says I want you to recognize me as that. God says I am the one that is. The Lord is there. Okay, now let's go on to number 9. Jehovah Sabaoth. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, or the Lord of war. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 3 says this. 1 Samuel 1, 3 says, And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. It's the first time that word's used. What's the Lord of hosts means? It means the Lord of battle. So Jehovah Sabaoth means this. When I praise His name, He's the one. The battle is the Lord's, right? The Lord is the one who is fighting. The battle is the Lord's. The Lord of hosts is the one who, when I face a battle in my life, when I face something that, Lord, it looks like I'm going to get destroyed. Jehovah Sabaoth is He is the Lord of hosts. God says, my name is the Lord of battles. And I can fight for you. I can fight for you. One more thing. God shows you here. I gave you several verses there you can look at where that word Jehovah Sabaoth is used. And then finally, look at Jehovah Ra. I think this is pretty common. And I'll just... why don't you turn to Isaiah 40, verse 11. I think you know Psalm 23, verse 1. Okay? The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Ra means the Lord my shepherd. Now, why would I show you this? Let's read real quick here. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. Watch this. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. If I read to you John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. 1 Peter 5, 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. This is more of an informational Bible study that really is probably transferred more into your private life. But when God tells us over and over again in the Bible, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I know it's not, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I know it ain't that. It's where you take God's name and how He reveals Himself in the Bible to us and you praise Him for what He says He is. God says, I am your righteousness. I am your healer. I am the one who's there. I'm your shepherd. Praise me for that. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, you've guided me and helped me. Lord, you're the one that sees ahead and provides. What a wonderful God you are. That is praising the name of the Lord. Honestly, I really think, I'll make a statement because I'm a Baptist, all right? I don't think when we're broken up into prayer groups that this is something you would do then. This is devotional. This is something you would do on your own. You could take that sheet, you could take your Bible, and Lord, as you have revealed yourself to me through your word, I praise you and I praise your name and what you are to me. To me, when I started looking at this, I've never heard anybody teach on this. I'm not trying to teach anything new. It just helped me, and I said, I know the charismatics ain't right. I know the neos ain't right. But if I'll stick with the Bible, and stick with the Bible, and God says, praise my name. My what? What I am to you. How I reveal myself to you. Now, for some of you, there's some of these titles that mean a lot more than others. That means God's touched your heart in that area of your life. God has provided for you. God has helped you. Praise His name. Can I just share with you just one verse before we close here? And I'm watching the time. Just listen closely. Jesus, what did it mean when Jesus said this? In John 17, just listen. I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. What does that mean? Jesus said, I have shown them who you are, and the disciples know you're Jehovah Rapha, you're Jehovah Tsidkenu, you're their righteous. Jesus said, I have manifested thy name to the men that you've given me. He wasn't talking about anything spooky. He was talking about the same Jehovah that's in the Old Testament is the same Lord God Almighty that's in the New Testament that came to die for our sins. And Jesus said, I have manifested thy name to the men. He said it one more time. I'll give you a different. He just phrased it differently. In John 17, in the Lord's Prayer, verse 26 says, I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it. He hadn't died for our sins yet. But he said, Lord, he's praying, and he said, who you are, I've declared it, I've manifested it, that you're the same God of the Old Testament that's in the New Testament. If I just asked you a question, I think this little aspect of prayer is, how long has it been since you praised His name? It is something you would do on your own. It was something that nobody else would see you do. But with the Word of God, I can go and I can praise Him for who He is to me. Okay? That's one aspect of prayer. Let's pray. Father, thank You.